Radio Dance.
Listen, you, I need your attention.
Thursday night. Radio Dance. Let's go. When Thursday feels like Friday. Are you ready to dance?
Here we go then, 2 hours of the biggest and the best from the world of electronic music. And we are starting big. Hottest record for Jack on the New Music Show last week. And it's absolutely flying. Jazzy, Chris Lorenzo, and Invisible.
Are you all up in my face?
Invisible, Jazzy and Chris Lorenzo. Big start to the show, and she announced her debut album is going to be released in October this year, Peace and Patience, and we are so happy to see it. She's been vocal in some of the biggest dance records of the last few years, and it's about time she went front and centre with her own record. And that one sounding big. It was hottest record for Jack last week, and a big way to start this week's warm-up. My name's Danny Howard, welcome along. On the way, you're going to play you something brand new from Crystal. We're going to be playing you that Barry Can't Swim tune that we made hottest on Dance Party Friday about a month ago now. The weeks are flying by, so let's waste no time and get straight into it. This is Prosper. Off the back of the release of their debut album. So many albums flying around, and that is all good with us. Free Your Mind is the name of it, and this is Dreams from the album.
I've been calling you. when you're not around. I think of you, do you think of me? Do you see me in your dreams? I think of you, when you're not around.
I am the cause. I'm falling, but I'm trying to hold on.
Before that, MPH, Nathan Nicholson, Long Goodbye, and before that, Prosper and Dreams from their album, Free Your Mind. If you haven't checked it out yet, you need to. Definitely one of the dance albums of 2026 so far. And it's Danny Howard, Thursday night on Radio 1 Dance, a dance party warm-up. And something very special happening this Friday on Radio 1 and Radio 1 Dance, celebrating the fact that we are bang in the middle of the World Cup. Football fever is sweeping. I was going to say the nation, but it's actually the planet, isn't it? It's the World Cup. The clue's in the name, Danny. Come on. So, myself and Sarah Story are going to be hosting a special extended show. And we've all been given the task of putting a mix together of a different nation that was drawn out of a hat by our very own Jack Saunders. And I got Scotland, which I'm absolutely buzzing about. So many amazing DJs and producers from Scotland. So you'll hear that Friday night this week. And we know likes a bit of football. This is our Baz, Barry Can't Swim. And let's get this on. Hottest record from a few weeks ago, Return to Bebo. And I hope I'm doing proud of my Scotland mix. Gorgon City, back with another banger. It's called Work It Out. Huge club tune from the boys. I mean, even their club tunes sound massive. Before that, Eliza Rose and a D&B tip. When does she not sound good on a record? Morning Lights. Also a bit of Hot Sauce 82 and Shaded. And it's Danny Howard. It is BBC Radio 1 Dance. We do this every single week. The dance party warm-up, because I can't wait till Friday for the weekend sometimes. I just need 2 hours. I need a little dance music fix, you know? And that's what we are doing right now. Straight into Over Mono, Even Angels Ghost. And on the other side of this, we'll replay last week's hottest. Full of emotion. It's a really tricky balance to strike as a producer, but they seem to do it every single time. Over Mono, we absolutely love them here at Radio 1 and Radio 1 Dance, featuring Kindora, Even Angels Ghost. And let's replay last week's hottest record.
This is
Radio 1's hottest record.
One of our favourite new names of the last year or two, Rawdon, teams up with Danny P and Caleb Lawrenson, bringing back the Iluna 2013 classic, Best Be Believing. Last week's hottest.
Best be believing, best be believing, best be believing.
Been fans of Aluna over the last 10 years plus, teaming up with Rawdon, Danny P, Caleb Lawrenson, a trio of new names who are making serious waves in the dance music world. They are really at the forefront of that sort of garage-leaning house. It absolutely bangs in a club, packed full of energy, loads of melody in there as well, what's not to love. And the three of them hosted their own surprise pop-up show in central London last Saturday to celebrate the release of the B3B. Best Be Believing, last week's hottest record, and it was also good to catch up with Aluna and Rawdon. They joined me on the show last Friday. We talked all sorts about Rawdon's life, really, because since he came on the show to do the mini mix last summer, it has just been crazy for him, not just on the DJ front, but just everything that he's doing. He headlined his own homecoming show at Goodwood Races, which is close to where he grew up, and during lockdown he actually set up an ironing board on the hills of the grounds there and did a live stream, and then what, 5 years later he's headlining the whole thing, 12,000 people, incredible. Not only that, he played at Anfield, the team that he supports, Liverpool, and even scored a goal. It's all going good in the world of Rawdon, and now he's bagged his first hottest record on Radio 1. Talking of hottest records, a huge return with new music from one of our favourites tomorrow. Peggy Goo is back, so let's celebrate by playing a bit of Na Na Na, shall we? It goes like na na na. Peggy Goo gonna be joining me on Radio 1's dance party Friday night. Join me from 6 p.m. and Peggy will be on the show. Cannot wait to catch up with her. It seems to be like an annual thing that we do now every single year around the start of summer. Peggy Goo comes into Radio 1 and we catch up and she brings us new music. And that is happening this week. Cannot wait for that. And to be honest with you, it goes like nah, nah, nah. It was one of those tunes that you couldn't escape 2 years ago and still played now. And when you've not heard it for a while, you're like, yeah, that is a good tune. It's one of them, like, you know the way we look back on the 90s and that era of house music? When we look back on the 20s, which feels weird to say now, in years to come, this one will be one of the classics that we go to. It's Danny Howard. It is the dance party warm-up here on BBC Radio 1 Dance. Got a few new ones to play for you very soon. We had a load of amazing first plays last Friday. We'll give those another run out on the show. But let's revisit a tune from, a couple of months ago now. I had the pleasure of playing Pasha Ibiza with this man a couple of weeks ago. He absolutely smashed it. DOD featuring Hayley May. This is Closure.
Shorty saying you, yeah. When I see you, it's a movie, movie. She don't wanna groupies, groupies. All these girls wanna do me, do me. Take a drive in a night on me.
five shows, hit a row, fast life. Baby, how you do to take it all off? Rare her, rubies in my neck, blowing like a street light. She wanna ride with me in LA, babe. Ay, now she wanna ride on me. She wanna take a drive in the night on me. Ay, now she wanna vibe with me. She wanna take a drive in the night on me. She looking right, I see. Do you wanna start coming right on me? She can do it like me. Anytime I'm on a mic, cause I feel too clean. Gonna say no, no. Wanna see me? Tryna do what I do, but it's so peace. Cause I'm saying no, no. When they see me in a place, in my eyes so low. She loves a high roller, she put up with a pro when she wanna go home.
Favourite underground queen, Fleur Shaw, with Call Me in the Morning, that one on her own label, Undergrowth, and she's making serious momentum with her own releases on her label this year. Before that, Pausa and Ride on Me. Okay, every single Friday on Dance Party, we like to run a series of first plays. These are the tunes that have dropped that weekend that we think are the biggest. We have a hottest record, but we also have First Play Friday. These are ones we like to put a spotlight on and be like, do you know what? If there's anything you need to listen to, these are the ones. And if you missed them, well, here's your second chance to hear them. On the way, if you like your D&B, brand new Subsonic and Lauren Lamont, Leighton Giordani teams up with Patrick Topping, but this one for me, one of the tunes of the summer so far, Frankie Rosado. It's called Feel. Incredible voice, soundtrack in yet another banger, this time teaming up with Subsonic and Out of My Head. This is the third of three first plays we had on Dance Party last Friday. Sounding good, feeling good to hear them again right here on Radio 1 Dance on the Dance Party warm-up. Also, new music dropped last week from Jax Jones.
Why am I feeling sentimental? Cause you're really not special. I know you're not essential. So why the money?
I'm a fan.
warm up. Radio 1 Dance.
Shaking. We got a complication. I'm in need some kind of elevation. I don't know how to take it. I'm in deep, but I know I gotta shake it. We got a complication. I'm in need some kind of elevation. I don't know how to take it. I'm in deep, but I know I gotta shake it. We got a complication. I'm in need some kind of elevation. I don't know how to take it. I'm in deep, but I know I gotta shake it. It's gonna rock though. I'm in need some kind of elevation. It's gonna rock the house.
Give me something I'm lacking. I don't need none.
Sammy Virgie remixing Thames. This remix kind of came out of nowhere, but it's sounding amazing. We are loving it. Me and you on Radio 1 Dance. Rounding off hour one this week in the dance party warm-up. Shall we hit the club mix? Let's do it.
Club mix.
Right, giving you another opportunity to hear the Parklife special club mix that we did a few weeks ago. And here's Manchester's favourite son at the moment, Josh Baker.
Okay. girl, but you look good tonight. Let's go somewhere and get it on tonight.
Yeah, get it on.
You shouldn't have to be alone.
the same, same, same. I guess we're not the same anymore. Ooh, guess we're not the same, same. I guess we're not the same anymore. I guess we're not the same, same, same. I guess we're not the same anymore. Ooh, guess we're not the same, same. I guess we're not the 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 same.
Honestly, you ain't even really blown my mind. Honestly, You can hear the crowd.
we go. Another little blast of the Club Mix Parklife special celebrating the festival that happens every single June up at Heaton Park. And this year looked amazing. Radio 1 Dance was there as well, capturing the action. And if you want to listen to the full 1 hour version of the Parklife special Club Mix, BBC Sounds is the place. Well, I think we should keep the energy. I'll say keep the energy up, but I think we can go a little bit higher, you know. Well, we can when Ivy joins the party. Here she is with Car Crash.
You were like a car crash in a mall, leaving me with whiplash. Hitting on it, almost tore me apart. We were speeding, I shot, baby, and our hearts were taking the lead. Adrenaline, a high rush, baby, but I gave you something to steal. We were speeding, I shot, baby, and our hearts were taking the lead. Adrenaline, a high rush, baby, but I gave you something to steal. If I could take it all back, wouldn't take it so bad. So give me something to hold, give me something to let. We were speeding, I shot. We were speeding, I shot. Adrenaline, a high rush. If I could take it all back.
Thank you.
paying homage to that early 10s deep house sound that was really brought to the dance floors and the mainstream thanks to Hot Natured and Jamie Jones and all that crew. Gaskin, Elia Jaya and Wildish featuring Aaron Pfeiffer. And their 2026 take on that sound. It's called Living It Up. And it's part of a wider project, a brand new album from Gaskin. It's going to be released in three parts across the whole of summer. And we are loving the sound of that. It was also track ID for Sarah Story on Future Dance a few weeks ago. Before that, complete contrast in sound, but we also love it as equally. Ivy and Zira with Car Crash. And it's Danny Howard, Thursday night, BBC Radio 1 Dance of the Warm-Up. My favourite duo from Amsterdam, another welcome back. How are you?
Yeah, good to be here.
It's good to have you. We're going to go club hopping. So we're going to go around some of your favourite venues that you've played and raved at. In the past, we've had Chris Dussey do this. He took us around Amsterdam, actually, close to home. Well, it is home for you, isn't it? Charlotte DeWitt has done it, Clooney, Effie, Girls Don't Sink, and now you. So I'm very excited to go on this journey together. Yeah. Our first stop is hometown territory. So Amsterdam?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So let's talk about a club that takes you back to your hometown. Maybe it was the first place you went raving or the first place you played. Like, what is the first that comes to mind?
I would say... where we did our first No Art Ever. It was in Clare.
Yes. So she said that.
Yeah.
It's
famous. See, all these DJs that come from Clare, man.
Of course.
It was two small rooms, super intimate. You're in contact with everyone on the dance floor, and like there's not much happening with lights and stuff, so you're like locked in to the music. And
minimal.
Yes. Yeah.
So was this the first venue that you remember DJing at?
No, this is the first one we did No Art Ever.
Oh, No Art, right,
yeah.
Okay.
This is where we started No Art like 8 years ago now, something like that. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Oh yeah, we did our first gig ever was in a wardrobe of like a club, and like it was just like people passing by dropping their jackets off. So
wardrobe.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Hey, well, I mean, yeah, they have the toilets at Higher Beef. It could be the concept that catches on. You were just there too early. So Claire, the first No Art event, what was the vision, and has it remained the same since that first one to where it is now?
We just want to create a different experience, and I feel we're still doing that.
Yeah, and we had a painter also next to us painting like an art piece while we were playing.
No,
so
yeah. How did we react to that booking? Because I'm sure that's the first time they've been asked to paint in a nightclub.
Yeah, we still
cool,
got to paint us.
Yeah.
We had the paintings.
Yeah.
You got to try these things. And that happened at Clare. Is there a tune that brings back that moment?
I'd say Toman.
Yeah.
Riddle.
Yeah.
The Dimish Toman remix Riddle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's get it on Club One as we go club hopping with another. We're at Clare in Amsterdam. Thank you. Amsterdam as we are club hopping with my special guest, another who joined me now in the studio, and that was Dimish Riddle, Toman remix. Good to hear that again.
Yes.
I didn't realise Toman, I mean, obviously he had that big tune in Ibiza last year, but he's been doing his thing for a while then, right?
Yes.
Nice, good to hear that. Right, stop two. This is the all-time favourite. So what do you think is your favourite club in the world or the best club in the world?
I'd say DC10.
It has to be DC10.
It's got to be DC10, yeah. Yeah, it's been a huge part of your journey as DJs. What is it about that place that makes it so special? How would you describe it to someone that's never been?
Imagine being packed like a pack of sardines, but having the best night of your life.
Sounds great.
Right?
If you could only play one club for the rest of your career, would it be that?
Yes, I think it would be, yeah.
Yes.
Are you back there this summer?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Right, so DC10, I mean, it could be any tune, because I've seen you play there before, seen so many videos of you playing there, but what's the one that you love playing on the terrace?
It must be our own on track, 6 a.m.
Yeah. We made it for the terrace.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why I love it.
Yeah.
One of my favorites from On a Trip, by the way. I know you've got so many incredible musical, vocal, soulful records on there, but for me, I think we played it on the show quite a lot
Get rid of the feelings. I just want.
Exactly. I think we should go there now.
All right.
Here we go. Club 2, the all time favorite, DC10. Let's go in. DC10. I actually didn't go last year because I was a bit scared, because I've lost too many nights and brain cells in that club, but very great experiences as well, very good memories from what I can remember, but it's amazing and a good place to go and stop too, the all-time fave. How are we going to follow that up? Well, Club 3, it's Tears in the Club. So this is the club that brings back an emotional memory, so or a funny memory. Where are we going with this?
Emotional memories.
Emotional?
Yeah.
I know a funny moment.
Yeah? Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, go. Let's
tell
go.
Us.
Yeah, we had a fun night in Amnesia.
Oh, we're still in Ibiza.
Yes. And I just remember not remembering anything except for like losing my shirt because of like, we had a fun night.
Shirt. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, how?
Yeah.
That's
I was the culprit. No, I think Bora, like his brother was his culprit.
Yeah.
Basically,
wait, what went on?
Yeah, we went to Amnesia. I think Marco Carolla was playing, and we were just like, it was the first time ever in Ibiza as well.
Yeah.
And we just went all out, and we came to the club, and don't tell anybody, but we're on the radio.
Between us three.
We found a bottle, let's say.
Found a bottle behind the bar while the bartender wasn't looking. And then we just poured it over in a Heineken bottle. We just drank that the whole night, and then I just like, the beast got unleashed. And I ripped his brother's shirt.
Yes.
And then his brother ripped his shirt.
Oh, and you used their shirt.
And I was like, why? I didn't have anything to do with it.
Free vodka.
Yeah.
So, what tune soundtracks this criminal act?
Freak Like Me. It also makes sense. Yeah, it works.
Let's do it. Lee Walker, Freak Like Me, Club 3 in Club Hopping.
Mm-hmm. Does it feel good?
Tears in the club or tears of joy or laughter because of bringing it all back to you, being shirtless, stood in the middle of the terrace of Amnesia while Marco Corolla bangs out the rollers, or Lee Walker, Freak Like Me. Sounded good hearing that again. Right, one more then. So we've been to Ibiza twice, been in Amsterdam. Where are we going next? This is the After Hours Club, so the favourite place where you've been, stayed all night, stumbled out at God knows what time. Where are we going?
It's not necessarily after hours, yeah, because you can go there after breakfast as well. So it can be breakfast hours, but I'd say space. Yeah, pre-hours. Yeah, yeah. But you can definitely get lost there and you can lose track of time, which I feel you need to have at after hours.
Club space in Miami.
Yeah.
So talk about it, because you say it's not after hours, but the headliner, which obviously you've been many times there now, goes on at what, 7 a.m.?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
How does that work then? Is that the people that have just been there all night and they're just still there? Or do people literally set an alarm and get up and go?
Yeah, that's basically how we do it every single time. We just wake up at 5 a.m., go at 6 a.m., play at 7 a.m. till whatever p.m.
Do you have breakfast, coffee?
Yes. Yeah.
Straight?
Yeah.
It's that weird dynamic. Usually you look like a few beers or wine and a bit of dinner. It's the other way around.
Other way around.
And it
I
works.
Love it. Yeah, it's the best.
Nice, okay. And then afterwards, carry on with your day?
Yeah, usually like finish when the sun sets at 6 or 7, go to the hotel, room service, take a bath, watch a series.
You're not doing that.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Sometimes. All right, so what track are we going to go with to soundtrack the After Hours or Space Miami? It's an After Hours in itself.
Yeah, Stump.
Stump.
Where we close been.
Oh, yeah.
Stump by Brody Johnson.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I thought you were going to go underground dirty, but we're going
disco.
We're going disco.
Happy. Yeah. I mean, you need to switch up the vibes at the After Hours sometime.
Yeah, of course. You close your set with this one.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like if you're lucky enough, the sun shines through, and then if you play a track like that, it just like elevates everything.
Wow, incredible. Well, it's going to elevate us now from Radio 1 as we close out in Club Hopping. What a journey it's been. It's been amazing to have you here. Thank you so much, and I look forward to seeing you probably in Ibiza or a festival soon. Cheers, guys.
Good. Thanks for having us.
Stomping all night.
I mean, we know they're amazing in the studio. They've shown that with multiple albums, multiple singles. But as selectors as well, to play this at Space Miami? The Brothers Johnson and Stomp on BBC Radio 1 Dance. So how do you follow that? How about a bit of Blondish? Alice Cole Ross and Ajeka, Rhythm of the House on Radio 1 Dance, bringing us nicely to the end of the show. Thank you so much for listening. Another big bit of club hopping with us. We look forward to Peggy Goo's hottest record tomorrow on Friday night dance party. And it was a pleasure. Full track listing on BBC Sounds. Listen again whenever you want. And we're going to finish with this. Brand new Kilimanjaro and Ra. It's called Stumble. See you next time.
When I'm dead, I ain't holding on. I'm not here for long. Got no time for regret.